Matt from the Jamwell. Hey, I just have to say to Red Girl, you have 5 fucking dogs? Are you fucking kidding me? You and the fucking bitch with the cunt turd should both, you should fucking let your dogs eat that fucking baby and then fucking kill yourself and then let the dogs feast on your dumb fucking twat body.
I have no idea what he's talking about. It's entertaining, though.
5 dogs? Really? I bet you're the kind of fucking retard that likes to drive around with all 5 dogs on your fucking lap. One of them, like, in between your legs, eating your fucking pussy, because that's the only action you can seem to get. 5 dogs? Oh, just fucking die. Tim, I love you.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, August 22nd, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 76 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right?
Yeah.
All right.
How are you?
I'm good. Sweet. This show right here is number 76. This is the first show. I know we're a little late. We usually try and do the show at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 3 days a week, but since I decided we should videotape this show with 3 cameras. Camera 1, camera 2, point to camera 3, please, because it's not on me. Camera 3.
That one.
Camera 1, camera 3, point. Camera 2, camera 3. Camera 1, camera 2, camera 3. All right. This is awesome, man. Big thank you to Odie for letting us borrow camera 1 here. That is a bitchin' fucking camera. Dude, the manual is like... this,
it's like, it's this just thick of this
big.
Holy Bible next to me.
Oh, speaking of, well, okay, well, let's not.
Why don't you just not ruin our segues and just
I know, them? Right? Well, because we got to do this in order, because if these shots sit in front of me for too much longer, I am going to knock it all over the fucking place. He's like, 26 says, Wayne's World, we get it. Continue, please. Bring on
it.
The funny. All right, so yeah, we got a shot of... what is this?
I don't know, but I don't
want Johnny Walker Black Label. It's almost gone. So, got your Coke? Got your Coke?
Got it.
All right, shots?
Ready for silence.
You are 21?
Yes, all right.
Cheers.
Am.
Cheers, fuckface. Oh! Oh, God! Okay. So, excuse me.
You can sure tell after you take a shot that you don't drink much.
Not at all. Lately, though, I'm making up for it.
Yeah, catching up for lost time.
I know. For the fucking 10 years I was doing other things, I'm totally making
by
up for
things. It. By other things?
Yeah, you know, other things.
Right.
It's one thing to say it recorded on just audio, but now we got camera 1, camera 2,
now
camera...
now you got video.
Yeah, so we don't need... you are drinking way too much, but I know, Paulo, I know. Oh, that one hit the fucking spot. So, we got this... from
this
it was,
being a holy Bible for those of you that aren't
right.
watching
camera
it
one,
obviously
camera 2 okay holy Bible yeah. Care to show them camera right. 3 holy Bible okay. We got this Bible in the hotel I stayed at in Miami, or was it on the cruise ship? I don't remember. I think it was in Miami. So what we were gonna do, because you know I want so much to have a sign that hey, God is here. He is real. He does exist. And when we die, everyone that doesn't believe is going to burn in fucking hell. But I really don't think that's the case.
I don't either.
We've given him many chances to be like, hey.
One ultimate chance.
Right. On the in the middle of the fucking ocean, we are humans, not fish.
Right.
We were drunk. We weren't paying attention when they
not
taught us
all.
How to put our life vests on.
Nope. You would have been so dead.
Yeah. I was fucking walking.
All he had to do was make a hurricane show up.
Not even that. I was fucking being a little drunk, I didn't tell you guys about this, but I was like balance walking on the outside of the fucking
thing.
That
reminds me of the time at Lone Pine.
It's like, yeah.
But you weren't drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Which kind of makes it worse.
But like a little breeze and I probably would have went right over the fucking edge, but nothing. The communion. Hey, if you're not down with this or if you're cool with this, don't say nothing.
He was like, probably like, man, if that was actually, you know, the body of Christ, I might be kind of pissed, but those are just crackers and wine.
So. Right.
Whatever.
But they were holy crackers and wine.
Holy.
And
crackers.
I remember
we should start a company.
I don't know what Bible verse
holy
it is.
Holy crackers and wine.
And it'll sell awful fucking stale crackers. Yes. And box fucking Boone's Farm wine.
Got it.
So I don't know where it says, but somewhere in here it says, whatever laws you make for man, I will hold in heaven or whatever the
right.
fuck. I forget. So
they carry on to the next life.
I'm a little nervous to do
this. Why are you so nervous?
I don't know. Because I really want to light this on fire, but then I don't want, because I'll set it on the, oh God. I'll set it on, oh my, excuse me. I'll set it on the rug, and then that'll be like a fucking, it'll start a fire. So what we were going to do is just at the beginning of each episode, we were just going to kind of do, you know, like, if, I mean, are you okay with this, God? Is that anything? Anything at all? Does this do anything for you at all? Anything?
Boy, that thing tears quite nicely.
Anything at all? Are you pissed yet?
I don't think he has any feelings.
Anything. Anything. Nothing? Nothing. Just don't do anything if you are cool with this.
No? You know, we're going to have to send this clip to Keith now.
I'm going to have to pick all this up when we're done.
That's cool.
All right.
Have
well,
fun.
We're going to start off, you know,
you, okay, you, we got a lot of shows to do, so all you right, better
there.
Ease off the Bible.
Sorry. I that's mean, been building
I guess
up
we can
forever.
Always get more Bibles.
Speaking of religion and Christian bullshit, when we got that Facebook account, I kind of was saying how I put my real name on there so people I went to school with, because you put
well,
in
it
your
says you can't put the jam hole on
right
there,
I'm sorry
that isn't a valid that, first name or
right
something.
But jam hole was okay
the
like,
jam
what
hole.
Kind of fucking
that's a last name
yeah
right?
Cool
someone
programmer.
Matt jam hole right
like somebody made his name the and they're like, hey, we can't let that fucking happen again.
You know what, I agree with 26. I was thinking that this is really fun to listen to ripping paper. Awesome.
Oh well, that was for the video, sorry. You'll have plenty of audio, trust me. But yeah, so I was, it was just weird that like all of these people I went to school with, like I've said this on previous episodes, but everyone like from 5th through 8th grade I went to a Christian school here in the Valley, and everyone I went to school with is either dead or on
fucked
drugs
up.
Or has kids, and they're like, I guess 27, you should maybe have a couple kids by
if
now.
If you're
or...
going to have kids, and if you're gonna do that with your life and waste it, yeah.
And waste
by
it.
Now you probably are married and have kids and
yeah.
5,000 dogs. And
well, speaking of kids, around town here, have you been seeing all of, like, every now and then I'll see it, and it's the same picture, but there's a few different ones that I've noticed. When people have kids and that kid dies, they always put, like, a big fucking picture on the back of their car.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, I understand you want to remember something, but when it's a child like that, all that says is, hey, look at me, I'm a bad fucking parent, and I let my kid go wander around in a fucking sewage grate and die.
I guess it depends on how it died, though. It might not have died like that.
Well, how else? I mean, not that in particular, but...
Yeah,
like,
but it could have been... It
if
doesn't
you,
necessarily mean it was their fault.
Well, how else wouldn't it be? If you
just,
are good parents, you are watching your fucking kid.
Could be a
kid.
Health thing.
Well, just, then you I don't know.
Just genetics.
I'm just sick
point.
Of fucking seeing it is basically
right.
what my
I'm tired
point
of,
is.
I mean, I understand you want to remember it, but I don't want to remember your shitty
right.
kid.
Like, put a fucking tombstone out and call
know.
It good. Or
yeah.
like all those, what did the people from Sick and Wrong call them? Those things out
on the side of the road?
Yeah.
Those big crosses?
On the highways.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember.
Teflon or not Teflon.
Oh,
what, those balloons,
name.
The foil balloons.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't
know.
Remember.
So anyway, there it's that. But around here, like, because it's a small fucking town, like, I see the same ones over and over again. It's just this picture of a fucking baby, and it's like, cool, your baby's dead now. And the thing is, you don't even see it. It's on the back of your fucking car.
Right.
We all have to fucking see it. And it's like, I don't like kids in the first place. So when I see that, I'm like, good. I'm glad he fucking died. Because you know what? You were shitty fucking parents. And if that kid would have survived, it would end up just like you, being a shitty fucking parent itself.
Yeah.
And having kids at 16, 17 years old. And then the whole cycle repeats again. So maybe that is a sign from God. God's like, look, I'm trying.
He just won't pay attention.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That it's just fucking annoying.
If you really want to look at a picture of your kid, you don't need to put it on the back of your car. Just look at a fucking picture you hang on the wall.
Get a fucking Picasa account, for fuck's
Something.
Sake.
MySpace.
And on their cell phone. It's,
anything.
It's the same people that, like, when I go into offices and deliver and shit, these people... They're the kind of people that have on their computers, they have their wallpaper, and it's like this huge fucking 5 meg picture of their fucking kid. And
right.
It's like, that would just drive me nuts if I worked there and just having to see that all the time. It's like, you're ugly. Your fucking kid's ugly. I know it's a kid and it's not developed yet, but it's gonna be fucking ugly if you and your fucking husband or any fucking... What's the word? Any indication to what that fucking kid's gonna look like? Keep passing on those bad fucking genes. I'm just so fucking sick of it. And like, we have so many fucking kids here that have kids, and you always see them walking around pushing strollers and shit, fucking smoking cigarettes and drinking beer. It's like, you are, that kid's gonna be fucked up, and it's gonna be just another drain on society.
Word.
And speaking of fucking society, another thing I'm getting really fucking sick of, not just here, but overall everywhere in society, is how we're so fucking accommodating to fat people, to elderly people, to disabled people, and to fucking retarded people.
Yeah, what about us who are going to be here for, you know, another...
Right.
30 years.
It's like you give them all these fucking perks and benefits because they failed. It's like, what other... whenever do you get good shit for fucking up?
Right.
Like, only...
Well, I think that's not what their focus is on, though. I think their focus is on, they're trying to make their life as comfortable as they can because it's
Why?
Almost over.
Then end
it. It hurts.
By making their life comfortable, you're making the normal people's life, me and you, uncomfortable. And that's
right.
Fucked up. You can't fucking... That's like you fucking have a herd of sheep, right? Sheeple, whatever.
Yeah, sheeple,
and
right.
Two of them have some bad fucking disease. Now, you're going to make their lives really plush and nice for the time they're still alive. Meanwhile, the rest of your flock is fucking dying out from misery. And it's like, okay, that's cool and all for the two retard sheep, but what happens when they die? Now you're going to have a whole fucking herd of sheep pissed off at you and fucking just done, you know?
Right.
It just seems so backwards, and we said it... Hold on.
Did you need to take a drink just there?
Like, I still had whiskey taste in
Are
my
you
mouth.
Serious?
Yeah, it lingers, bro. That shit's
Not
got,
for me.
It's got legs.
You're just a pussy.
I guess. I don't know. But it just... Not only... It makes our society as a whole look fucking stupid, for one, when we
well,
have all these fucking retards running around. Yay! Hey, let's make Olympics, but for the retards! That'll be a great thing!
Because that'll be fun to watch.
I know, right? That's like...
I don't know. The normal Olympics is pretty much like watching a bunch
like,
of retards.
That's like watching quadriplegics try and play fucking... signs, you know, with the charades.
Right.
isn't it? What are you fucking doing?
That's awesome.
And then it's a fucking monetary drain on our society, which we definitely don't need. We're getting gouged at the fucking pumps. Get fucking gouged.
Every day. Paulo says the Eskimos put the old folks on a chunk of ice and let them float out to sea.
From that movie North. Is
yeah.
that what that was from, Paulo? I watched that movie too. And that I am totally all about that.
That's like, cool. If we had big chunks of ice to send them away on, I would.
And just like every morning when I go eat breakfast at Sykes, not every morning, I try not to do it every morning.
But it is.
Their prices went up and shit. But it is sometimes. But it's like I sit there and like that day we were there watching, can I get through? And you probably couldn't. Even if I wasn't sitting here, you couldn't get fucking through. What the fuck do you want? And it's like all these people, if you took all those people and there was a fire in that building.
Oh, they'd be dead. And we would be out of there in a flash.
I'd be fucking hopping on top of their heads.
Yeah, I'd be walking from head to head. Just
yeah.
fucking...
But it just, it's unnecessary, and it's fucking our shit up as a whole. It is fucking our shit up, and I'm so sick of it, but you can't do anything. Oh, they lived their life. Now it's their turn to just relax. It's like, no, they lived their life. It's now their turn to die.
So now that we
can go away.
Die so we can live our life.
So the idea is we take Utah. Right?
Gotcha.
Leave all the fucking Mormons there. Yeah. I give a fuck.
And then just
we don't
fill
want...
it with old people.
Exactly. Old
and
people,
dogs.
Retards, dogs, and the obese.
Got it.
Utah.
We might need one more state. We can use Florida for that.
Utah's a big state.
Yeah, there's a lot of... You know how
all
many
right,
fat
check
and
this
old
out.
People
check
there
this out,
is? And
take,
retards?
We take the retards and the elderly. They live underground. We okay. take the obese and... Who else? Who else is in this group? The
dogs.
Mormons and the dogs. We take the obese and the dogs and we put them above ground. That way they can live off each other. The fat people
I don't know.
Can eat the dogs. The dogs will eat on the fat people. And it'll just be
and
a circle of life.
And then that's like 92% of the population just gone.
Problem solved. Welcome to Jamholia.
That's a bunch of problems solved.
And then we'll take all the fucking religious fanatics. Like not just Mormons, but anybody that has a religion that is just overbearing and self-righteous and hypocritical. And we just throw them in Utah too, but we don't put them on land. We put them in the Great Salt Lake.
Got
like
it.
In it.
I still don't think there's enough room in Utah. I was thinking maybe we could put
this out.
No, we could put two groups in Utah, two groups in fucking Florida maybe.
Did you just tell me no?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Well, I've said no before.
Okay, so check this out then. How about our Paulo says the Dakotas have all that space and nothing else except fat chicks. That is true, but why don't we get a big giant wood chipper? Huh? See where I'm going with this?
Like a wood chipper the size of Utah.
Oh, we make Utah into a wood chipper.
The whole thing.
Holy shit, that is a great idea. Write that down.
It's recorded. I don't need to
write
it.
Oh, it is. Hi, camera one. Okay. So, the next thing, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if I'm going to really do this story, but there was another school shooting, thank God, and this one involved, it was in Tennessee, in Knoxville, some kid, he was like 15 or something, he was shot by another kid, and actually, I do have the story here. Should I save
that.
It to when we do some news? Should I do
it then?
Just
fucking do it.
Just right now?
Sure.
All right. Well, basically, he had this disease, and it makes him to lose all his hair. It's called alopecia.
Called cancer.
No, it's not. It's called your parents are inbred. Yeah. Tennessee? Okay. No, alopecia, and it left him bald since he was 3 years old. And the boy that shot him, his name was Jamar Seiler. He was 15, and he's charged with one count first-degree murder. And what I was thinking is because this kid is bald and the other kid that shot him was black, was it like a misunderstanding where he's like, hey, you're a skinhead, I'm going to kill you? And the kid's like, no, I just have a disease. Yeah, the disease of hate. Boom! And then you're dead. But
you're
I don't know.
Dead, got it.
I'll read a little bit here. Tough-talking Ryan McDonald grew up in a rough blue-collar neighborhood, teased as Mr. Clean since childhood after an ailment left him permanently bald.
Permanently. Like, yeah, I would be pretty pissed if I was bald.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But look at all the great people in our society that have been bald.
Yeah, like, but you know how big of a douche I would look like if I was bald?
Yeah, I don't think I have the head to be
yeah,
bald.
Yeah, you would look like a douche, too.
Like this? But
like you pretty
way.
Much have to be like a big tattooed biker dude or something,
right?
To
or,
pull off.
Or a genie,
yeah, something, right. Or but, have cancer,
or have cancer.
Then it's okay because it's like, oh, you have cancer. I don't care. Your hair
yeah.
is gone.
Yeah, that's
fine. Sorry.
It's like, man, you're like you have cancer and you're all fucked up on pain pills all day and shit. Like I
idolize you.
I smoke so I can get cancer when I'm like 64. So by the time I'm 65, I would have already OD'd on all the fucking pain pills. And even if I didn't get cancer, I don't want to live past 65. I'm good. You know, like what else? Oh, I get to look.
Do?
I get to look forward to erectile dysfunction, crapping my pants,
gray
and
hair falling out.
Yeah,
not
right.
Not being able to do anything because you're old and weak.
Having no teeth and
just
being
falling
a,
apart.
Being a crotchety old fuck. Now, if when I'm 65, I still look like this, then you know, cool. But I'm saying, if my body is shot by the time I'm that old, like all these fucking people I see in psychs that take some fucking 10 minutes to go into the bathroom, another 10 minutes in the bathroom, and like, how could you live like that? Like, does your brain just go in slow-mo?
I guess.
So when you move, you don't notice that you're going... Like, I hate
your
that.
Because you're old, everything's been slowed down.
Yeah, and like, when I'm delivering water and shit, at least twice a day, I always get stuck behind some deaf fucking old person, and they're walking like... Like, when I deliver, I'm walking pretty fast. Not running, but I'm fucking moving along, you know? I'm like... hovering on the ground.
It's
just
like power walking.
Like, yeah. So then you get behind this. It's like, you know, I'm just carrying an extra 100 pounds here. No big deal. It's like, if you tried to
and what
lift
if them,
this up,
like,
you're
they
fucking,
tried to carry a gallon of milk, they would fucking fall
right,
the
their
ground.
Arm fucking falls off. Yeah. Like, oh, let me.
Jesus.
Okay, I'm okay. Oh, fuck. You know, it's like...
Arm falls out of the
socket. Just stay the fuck home. But and they love to do that, and they think it's their right because they're old. It's like, oh, I've survived 85 years on this planet. You owe me. It's like, maybe...
You owe us to die so we can
no,
live.
Well, maybe if life was survival of the fittest, and the only reason you have been alive for 85 years is because your cunning and your wit allowed you to survive that
so
long.
So now you can take a break.
Yeah, not... because, oh, you were born into a rich family and your parents gave you everything and then you had a trust fund until you're fucking 85. Like, that takes no skill at all. That's luck of the draw. Like, you were lucky you were born into fucking wealth instead of being born into blue-collar shit like the rest of us. It's just, it's stupid. You should all just die. Friends and family say the intimidating manner he used to fend off insults hit a generous and funny teenager eager one day to work with troubled children. They always say that whenever this kid could have been the biggest piece of shit ever, and they're like, oh, he had a generous, funny side.
They always say that when someone dies. They always, like, make him sound so great, because otherwise, like, if they didn't, they'd be like, well, then why are you sad if he's such a big piece of shit?
They're like, wow, I never thought of it that way. Fuck him. I'm glad he's dead.
He sucked.
Quote, he was a kind-hearted kid, you know? No, I don't know.
Not really.
I just loved him. You know what I'm saying?
I don't.
No, I don't. No, I'm saying? No, not at all. Are you speaking English? He would do anything for you if you asked him. Jamar went up to him and was like, would you die? And he's like, eh, why
sure.
not?
Yeah. He's like, all right.
Oh, fuck. Would you catch this bullet? Show enough. let's see. A police spokesman said Friday investigators believe they know the shooting motive based on a brief conversation between an officer and the suspect, 15-year-old freshman Jamar Seiler. Can you guess his color?
No.
Jamar.
I don't... That's a tough one.
All right. Well, let me read on a little bit here. Seiler's now held without bond, charged with first-degree murder. McDonald was white, and Seiler is...
Mexican.
Negative, ghostwriter. He is black. Oh. Jamar. Really? You just didn't want to say it. It's
I just
okay.
didn't want to sound racist like
hey.
You.
It doesn't take much these days to sound racist.
Not when it's you, because it's like every other word.
Is what? Nigger?
Pretty much.
Kike, spick, wetback, wop?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
No, that was every word, actually. That was worse than I thought.
Hey, I was talking about the same person. It's okay. Oh, let's see. But the shooting, quote, had nothing to do with being gang-related or racially motivated, which is kind of weird, because usually whenever it's, like, opposite colors, like if it's a white dude shooting a black guy, oh, it's a hate crime. Get Al Sharpton on the phone. Lazy niggers are us. How can I help you? Oh, Al Sharpton, a black dude just got shot by a white guy. Oh, I'm on it. To the niggermobile. And, you know, it's like, oh, I got work finally, because I'm a lazy nigger. My name's Al Sharpton. Vote for me when I run for president. I hate that fucking... Ugh, I hate him.
Hate him.
I hate it. Let's see. He suggested more may be revealed at a court hearing. McDonald's pastor... Let's get the religion involved here.
Oh, that's always got to get
involved. His pastor doesn't know what sparked the exchange. He called me a nigger? I don't
one me.
One me. He said Seiler and McDonald knew each other, but he believes he knows what happened. He recalled a church youth trip to the Great Smoky Mountains. Journey with me. Sorry, it was because he said, okay, enough Wayne's World. Okay. church youth group trip to the Great Smoky Mountains, in which Ryan was quick to let the clergyman know, hey, pastor. Hey, pastor.
What?
I can take care of myself.
No.
Quote, I think he probably stood his ground, and that ultimately led to his death, said the Reverend Dan Mayheel of Westview Wesleyan Church. Nice plug for the church. He's cool. Like, so will you put the name of my church in here? Sure. All right. Ryan's father, Joseph Anthony Joey McDonald, put it another way as Mayheel spoke with him after the shooting. He said, quote, I told Ryan that someday that mouth of his is going to get a whole lot of penis in it. No, that mouth of his is going to get him in trouble, but I never thought a kid would pull a trigger and shoot him. He must have called him something bad.
Must have.
Let's see. Blah, blah,
and he
blah.
Finally just brought a gun to school because he couldn't take it anymore.
Joey McDonald and Ryan's mother, Barbara Jean McDonald, both have criminal records predating his birth. The father mostly for drugs and the mother mostly for, can you take a guess?
Prostitution.
Holy shit.
Was that right?
Tell him what he's won. Yes, that was actually absolutely correct.
Well, I just kind
of so
figured.
You are the offspring of a druggie and a prostitute.
Maybe that just runs
wow.
in the
you
genetics.
Think that's why you have alopecia and probably
maybe.
It burns every time you pee? It was one of the crosses for
and
Ryan.
And ever since you were born, you had this bad crack addiction?
Right? I don't know where that came
weird.
From.
Weird. It was
both,
just like that.
His parents are both out of jail now, of course.
Oh,
it was
good.
One of the crosses for Ryan to bear. Way to bring it back to religion. This is my cross to bear.
Nice pun.
I know, right? It's like, and now it's his cross to be buried under.
Right.
No? All right.
You know, crucified on.
Quote, it was just something he had to do in this area to survive. To cope with teasing from other kids, he developed a little chip on his shoulder, an attitude. So it sounds like he was just a real fucking prick.
Yeah.
And no matter, I mean, I understand. I got picked on when I was a kid for being the fat kid, and I'm not a fucking prick. Well, a little bit.
You're
but
a prick.
Not to like people that I like.
Right.
Like, you know. I'm nice
sometimes.
To you sometimes. Well, don't fucking piss me off, that's all.
Well, don't get pissed off for no reason, then.
Right. Don't say, hey, yeah, I like you. I would like to date you, but I'm going to go back with douchebag over here because he stalks me.
Yeah,
because
if you get back with him, he won't stalk you.
Anymore. Right. Okay, we established it. Yeah. Sorry. I just had to bring him back to that. Just
you
in case
always
she,
do.
Just in case she's listening. No.
You're probably going to bring that up every show.
I'm going to sure fucking try. Let's see. He was funny, some dude named Carlo said. When people see a kid in baggy pants or baggy clothes, they get the wrong perception of them. Like, dude, did that kid poop his pants? Oh, no, he's just a G.
Oh, yeah, he just got out of
prison. He's just G'd up from the feet up. No big deal.
No big deal.
Let's see. They think this is just a dumb guy in the projects, but Ryan was nothing like that at all. Even though he might dress like that, he had a big heart and a big bald head. let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah. You know, that's all, really. Just another school shooting. Quote, we take our security very seriously, but if there is a specific individual who is dead set on perpetrating a crime, an act of violence on another individual, which was the case in this situation, they're likely to find a way to do it. Fuck me. So
you could really use, you know, you not doing that anymore.
I know, I'm sorry. So that's it for that story. I just wanted to note that it was a white kid got shot by a black kid, but it's not a hate crime because the white kid was a huge fucking douchebag.
Right.
So
he wasn't racist. He was just a fucking asshole to everyone.
I'd pour out a little liquor, but I drank it all. And
it's
I don't
over
want
there.
I don't want my floor to stink like fucking whiskey. Oh, before we continue with the show, I got an email from MDS on the Keith and the Girl forums. He says, Matt, I finally got through your two-part post-cruise show. Loved hearing the $200 social experiment backstory.
I love how everyone just enjoys hearing you get fucking ripped off.
Well, I mean, it's...
Like
it's
hardcore.
It's like the whole thing. Like, why do people like reality TV? Because they like watching shit that happens to other people that's worse
but
than it, what's happening to
at
them.
At least what you're talking about actually happened.
Right. I didn't
it's
like
actual reality.
I wasn't like, hey, Odie, all right, here's the script. Here's the, you. Okay, black guy number one, your script. Black guy number two, your script. Okay, $100, $100, and action.
Right.
Okay, now what's my motivation? Well, I'm white, you're black, I want weed. You have weed, but you also are going to rip me off, okay?
Got all it.
Right, action. yeah, it's like, that was all... I don't know. It just, and it did, because we told that story quite a bit on the cruise. So then if they went back and listened to, what was it, 73 parts 1 and 2?
72.
I don't know. You'll see the cruise special. Then you'll 72. Hear, like, the whole backstory and everything. Let's see. And all the post-cruise shenanigans. Glad to hear both you and Odie got some action toward the end of the week. Sucks that the girl you fell in love with lives in Argentina. No, he didn't write that. But that does suck. And thanks for calling me cool people. I'm Picasa. Keep up the good work. It was great meeting you and hope to see you again soon. MDS. I like getting emails like that. Like, hey, I listened to you talk and I enjoyed it. I enjoy you talking. You talk good.
Only on the internet.
I know, right?
Will you find those people?
Amazing, amazing. let's see here. Oh, John McCain. I just wanted to mention this real quick. He received a couple threatening letters. Some people on
Nice joke, Matt.
What?
Huh?
John McCain received a couple threatening letters.
Yeah. Good joke you played on him.
That wasn't me. No, but some people, wow. Somebody that wasn't me. Some people on the internet are thinking it was the Democrats, like they're fucking with them. Yeah. It's like, is that where we've gotten to? Hey, right. Meet me by the White House flagpole, 3 o'clock. I'm stomping your asshole.
You know, it's like that too.
I know. It's like, it's just like that school shooting. It's like we got the black kid, we got the white kid,
the
white kid's a little retarded, the black guy's also a little retarded. They're both.
But he has a gun.
They're both fucking liars. Yeah, it's just stupid. But I just I made a few notes here. One of them was sent to the campaign office in Denver, and one was sent to Manchester. The Denver letter contained no white powder, but there was a small amount of an unknown substance on it. And they tested that unknown substance, and it turned out to be a concentrate of protein.
Semen!
Now, hold on. What substance comes to your mind when you hear the word protein?
Semen.
Wow.
Well, it's because we discussed this once before.
Yeah, that's weird. Way to raise the veil. And then the other one had white powder, and that was cocaine.
Oh, so. Well, he got a good present.
And in other news, I did my laundry last night. I finally washed my sheets and all that stuff. Now, can you guess what the letter McCain got and my sheets that I washed had in common?
Well, it's definitely not protein.
No, actually, that was what it was. Okay. They both had semen on them. That was all the right. joke.
Your masturbation
Okay.
stains.
Comedy. yeah, that is about it. Sick of seeing dead kids' pictures on the back of people's cars. Like you're proud they were bad parents and your kid is dead. Society accommodating to elderly, disabled, retarded makes our society stupid and weak, not to mention the monetary drain. You know how much money it costs to raise a retard?
More than it does to raise someone who is not.
See, look, even the kitty knows. Fuck the Bible. Cat's down there tearing up fucking pieces of the Bible.
Nice.
That's awesome. All right, well, you ready to do some news here? Episode 76 of this motherfucker?
Yes.
All right, ready? Fuck! Fuck your face!
You would like that. Chug that. All right. Officer, this one is called...
This one is called I Am Gordon Hoyle! Oh.
Will you stop?
Sorry.
Like, burp all you want, just not into the microphone.
I know, because it's making my pop filter stink.
And everyone else has to hear it, too.
Oh, I apologize.
Like, not only do I,
I apologize, everyone else. 26 says, oh, Lord, lazy niggers are us is the funniest shit ever. What? That must have had something to do with something back there.
That's what you said.
Okay. What? Oh.
When you're talking about Al Sharpton.
Gotcha.
You already forgot.
Al Sharpton's the prez of fucking lazy niggers are us.
Yeah, I think he's the one who started it. So this one's called Officers Internet Safety Talk
Holy
Criticized
shit.
After Sexual Comments.
Sorry. Guess who's listening right now?
Who?
All the way from Argentina.
Wow.
I know. That's so awesome. Hi. I miss you.
Don't cry on the show.
I know.
Please.
I'm about to. Hold on.
How do you know?
Because I'm talking to her.
Oh. Gotcha.
On the other chat that's not in the same room all these fucking animal fans of ours are in.
All these animals.
I didn't even tell her. Like, hey, you want to come join us all? May meet Alana.
All right, so Alana? Let me get to this. A police officer giving an internet safety course sparked criticism for calling student MySpace pages slutty and telling one student a sexual predator in prison masturbated to her photo. Officer John F. Gay III. Oh, that must suck. Cheyenne Police Department talked to a student assembly at Windsor High School on Tuesday and singled out six or seven student MySpace pages for criticism.
But you know what's awesome? It wasn't like that was the first. It's like right. John Gay, John Gay the second, John Gay the third. Like, man, this is a sweet fucking name.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And
John fucking Gay the third. John F. Gay.
John... Is that like Jesus H. Christ?
Maybe.
All right.
One female student was told by Gay that he shared her online personal info with a state inmate who said he gratified himself with her photo and would tear her apart.
That so he she was
what?
She
she's a student at the school and Gay that told
is she gay?
No, that's okay. His last name.
Right. I was just because that would be kind of a weird thing. If she was gay, his last name's Gay.
So he actually shared her photo with
he
an
beats
inmate?
Off to her MySpace page, and that's kind of gay. I mean, I don't know.
No, they're calling him Gay because that's his last name.
Right. Could you imagine being in that school like, hey, Mr. Gay.
Right.
Why do you always enunciate Gay? I don't know, Mr. Gay. Hey, Mr. Fag.
Yeah, that's his name.
Hey, Mr. Sucks It Cock and Puts It in His Butthole. Okay, that's enough. Your name on the board.
You get kicked out of school so fast.
You think?
Yes.
Do you think, though, like, you would... You're an adult at this time. I understand your last name, you can't fucking change it, but people change their fucking names. Right. Like, we've heard on the internet stories about people changing their names to, like, Awesome Dude, or they love their internet handle. Like if I change my name to Haz or something like that, right. It's like, I don't know, my last name isn't Gay, but, you know. It just seems weird that you would go with that. Right. Like, Gaylord Gay or something. That would just be awesome. Or a lot of gay. I don't know. We could go on for hours. So, 26 says, this Argentinian bitch has managed to make Matt even more emo. Ooh, shouldn't have read that.
Wow.
Let's rewind that one.
I think it's down on the record.
Yeah.
The student
you guys should be happy for me that I finally found someone that actually likes me as much as I like them. And just
too bad she lives in another country.
Hey, donate us money. We're going to come out with some cool stuff, though, that you guys can actually buy. So instead of just giving us money and feeling like we ripped you
get
off.
Something for
yeah,
it.
You're going to get some. We're going to make some T-shirts and some stuff like that to help raise money to get me to Argentina. Wow.
Argentina.
Another shot. This guy right here. So, Argentina. Right.
So the student who was singled out left the assembly in tears. That's when Gay showed her telephone number that he got from the internet and called her. He hoped to show how easy it is for anyone to track down someone posting personal information on MySpace or other social networking sites.
Oh, it's not hard at all.
No.
But, I mean, that's...
Well, as long as you know the person's name, you can get their fucking phone number.
Well, yeah, but I'm kind of glad it's getting that way, though, because that kind of is one more step closer to our whole punch in the face.com idea. If you guys are new, basically, people are assholes on the internet because they can
They're called keyboard commandos.
People are keyboard commandos because they can say anything they want with no retribution to their actions, no
right.
consequences.
They can say anything to anyone on the internet without having to worry about getting fucking... killed.
Punched in the face.
Yeah.
So what we were going to do is take some volunteers from each state and we set up a number that you can text, message, or email. And whenever you're on the internet and someone's being just a real fucking cunt, you send us their information. We send a text message to our operative in that state. They go there, knock on the door. The person answers, hello. Boom! Punch in the face. .com.
Yep.
And that's as soon as I'm rich, that will be in full fucking effect. I will lose money on that business venture. just to, oh man. But after a
people
while,
people would
that,
pay for that service though.
Oh fuck yeah, I
that's
would pay
thing.
For that service. Yeah. Dude. People, but after a while, that's like the whole boom, you're dead thing. You kill people for doing something as small as littering. After a couple of years of that, people aren't going to do that because
right.
they're going to be like, man,
they're
is it
know.
Worth my life to throw this piece of trash out? No,
yeah.
it's not. Is it worth me being a douche over the keyboard to get punched in the face? Like, no, it's
right.
not.
It'll be just like you being a douche to a person in real life and getting punched in the face.
Exactly.
Except
so
there's
just,
a little delay.
Just fucking be nice, and we wouldn't have these fucking problems.
Word. So Principal Rick Porter said he had no idea the officer was going... what? Was going present
what?
His... it doesn't make sense.
Nah, it never does.
Yes, okay.
Okay.
His talk the way he did or use the language that students said he used, he was aware that Gay was going to use several MySpace pages from students as an example.
For example. So this guy's, his name is Gay, and he's beating off to MySpace pictures of his students. Is
yes.
that is that what I'm getting from
the
this?
Officer, yes, the officer is sent MySpace
so,
pictures to inmates so they could beat off.
Wow.
Gratify
inmates.
Themselves. Yes. I already said one right here.
Yeah,
one female
sorry.
Student was told by Gay that he shared her online info with a state inmate who said he gratified himself with her photo
so
and would tear her apart.
What is he getting in return for that, though?
Nothing. Just
the, just for fun?
Just for
like,
fun.
Like, ha ha ha, there's people in jail beating off to your face.
That must suck for you.
That gives a whole new meaning to the phrase jerk bank. It's like, here, I'm going to send you a deposit for your jerk bank. Like, mm-hmm. right there. And wow.
Got it.
That's amazing.
That is.
God bless the internet.
Jesus.
So is that for that story?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a little local snooze here. This one is called Marion Boy Charged in Shooting of Young Girl. If you guys have been following the show, Marion is the same place where those Asian mushroom pickers got beat up by those racist white people. Marion, just not a very good place. There's beautiful lakes up there. Serenity Falls is up there. Bitterroot Lake is up that way. What's the one we go to? McGregor Lake. Mm-hmm. All beautiful, but the people, not so much.
They aren't so beautiful.
Not at all.
Although there are a lot of beautiful people here, but just
but
seems
they're
like...
they're all with fucking jerk-offs and stalker douchebags,
yeah.
So fuck us. All
right.
All right, so...
So Jesus walks into a Motel 8, throws some nails on the counter, and then asks to be put up for the night.
Oh!
That was an
comedy.
Email. That was an email from Paulo.
Nice, Paulo. All right, Marion. A 10-year-old Marion boy, 10 years old, okay? Check, 10 years
check.
Old.
Got it.
Has been charged with felony criminal endangerment in the shooting of a young girl. He's 10 years old, and he shot a girl. Boom, you're dead. She must have fucking
slept with
been a
the wrong
bitch.
Dude.
Yeah, something. The boy's accused of shooting 7-year-old Kayla Oswald in the stomach with a .22 caliber rifle. His name was not released. He was like, he's all riding on his three-wheeler. He's like, I got the deuce in the back of my big wheel. Oh, yeah. Investigators say the boy told them several different stories to explain what happened. He's like, I shot that bitch. I capped that bitch. I busted one. I peeled a wig back. I don't know how you want to say it. I don't care. I got several different stories. All basically, the bitch got capped. 7-year-old bitches running around being hoes and shit. She probably, he was her pimp, and she didn't pay him. He's like, bitch, where's my money? And she's like, I spent it on this Tickle Me Elmo. What? Boom! You don't fuck around with a pimp's money.
That's what happens when you're a hooker.
That's what happens. Her mom was probably a hooker. Her dad was probably a coke dealer.
It just runs in the family, really.
Her parents, these kids' parents were probably involved in the migrant worker beating. It would not surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting was first reported as an accidental ricochet.
Sure.
I got a little story that kind of goes along with this. Way back when we first moved up here, I was about 13, 14. My little brother, he was about 6 or 7. And my older stepbrother, who died, that's a whole nother story. He died in the military. From staph infection. He used to have snakes, and he would feed them rats, and he would break the rats' necks while he to feed them, so the rats wouldn't hurt the snakes, right. But he would never wear gloves or anything, so he would get scratched up and bit from these rats,
right.
And he got a bad infection. The doctors on the military base didn't know what it was. He just got sicker and sicker, and then he died.
That's kind
it.
Of a stupid thing to do. I mean, you should just know common sense. Like, I should probably not let this rat bite me and shit. Just, you never
know.
Well,
it was my dad's side of the family, and most of them are dead, him included. So, but basically, we're all camping one day, and we had BB guns and shit, and one of the things we would like to do is shoot each other with BB guns.
And that sounds fun.
So my stepbrother, he was like 4 years older than me, so he was probably about 18 or something. He's down the trail a little ways. He's got the CO2 fucking pistol. I got the fucking Daisy fucking pump gun, BB gun. And my little brother, because he's, you know, like 6 or 7, he doesn't have anything. He's just wandering around
right,
with us.
Just
so we're fucking
way.
Shooting each other, having fun and shit. Like, not really getting hit, but shooting at each other. And my fucking stepbrother comes out from around this tree. I fucking take aim, and right as I pull the trigger, my little brother hops out from this tree that's like 20 feet in front of me, in between me and my brother, and I pulled the trigger, it hits him right in the forehead, and he just drops, and I freak the fuck out, like nothing like this had ever happened before.
Right.
I just killed my little brother. I just shot him in the fucking forehead.
Right.
Blood everywhere.
Really?
And shit. Yeah,
wow.
Like, it hit him right in the middle of his fucking forehead. Blood's coming down. He's on the ground and shit. My stepbrother's like trying not to laugh and shit, but I'm fucking crying because I'm way younger and I'm freaking out and shit. And we run over to him and shit, and there's blood, and finally he kind of, like, comes to and starts crying because he sees blood all over him and shit, and he's freaking out, and we're like, it's okay, it's okay. My older stepbrother, he's like, we need to make a story right now. So basically, long story short, what we told Dad what happened is that we were shooting birds in the tree, and it ricocheted and hit Mark right in the forehead, and that's what happened. And I don't remember.
Mark went along with it too.
Well, yeah, he was, you know, he was young. Right. What are you gonna do? You say no, you get beat up by both your older brothers. You
right.
know, you don't want that.
That's true.
Right. But I can't remember honestly if we ever told my dad what really happened before he died. So, if you're listening, Dad, it was my bad.
I like how you look down.
Well, if anything, you know.
You know.
Okay. So yeah, ricochet. That was just a little. Authorities say the boy later told detectives that he turned to look at Oswald and accidentally pulled the trigger. Like, oops. I mean, how do you accidentally... I don't know. I guess if you're 10. But what are you doing with a 22 when you're 10 years old? Like, I didn't even get a BB gun until I was like 13 or 14.
Yeah, but he probably just knew where his dad keeps it.
You think?
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't lock it up or anything, like most people.
Bad fucking parenting, man.
Everyone.
I know. Keep having kids, please.
Yeah.
Please keep having them. And then they can shoot
some more kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two stories.
How's this? Have kids and then give them guns and send them off.
Well, that's what's happened with both of your stories.
Yeah. Mine? No. We had BB guns, though.
Yeah, but I mean, both the stories you read.
Oh, yeah. We weren't shooting each other with fucking deuces or nothing.
No.
Okay. He told detectives that he knew better than to point guns at people, but then he also said, bitches ain't people. So I didn't see the problem.
I don't think it says that.
No, it doesn't. He didn't point the gun at Oswald on purpose. Five seconds on the clock. Adjudicatory hearing. What the fuck is that word? A hearing, the juvenile equivalent of an arraignment, is what that word is.
Got it.
All right. We'll be held later this month. And that's it for that story.
Cool.
So.
I think your camera just shut off.
Really? Oh, really? Battery probably fucking died. Well,
probably.
I guess
it's been recording for 48.
Oh yeah, it ran out of fucking film. I think yours probably did too.
Probably.
Well, that's good. So we're going with just you, camera one, still going strong. All right, what do you got for us? Episode 76.
This one's called Quebec's Labor Day Chicken Massacre Canceled. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no chicken massacre?
No, not this year.
You can still choke your chickens, but you cannot massacre
Correct.
Them. Hey,
but you may go blind.
When I choke my chicken, it's always a massacre. Always. And not just because my nickname was Massey. Man, that was a joke on like four different levels.
Yeah.
I spin my jokes in layers, like my Photoshop files.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That was another joke.
I know, the biggest joke of that is you get called Massey.
Right? Joke's on me. All right.
Okay, so the Thetford Chicken Massacre is not as well known as the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh! Hey!
Hey.
Who's cracking puns over there?
This guy.
This guy right here.
All
right,
but the controversial Quebec tradition in which participants place bets while decapitated chickens run around is coming to an end. Tear. Emo tear. Organizers of the annual activity in the east
no!
of Quebec.
No! Why? God, why? Oh. Is this why?
Maybe that's
okay,
part of it.
Okay, you win.
This happened before we did that.
Oh, well, fuck me then. Or fuck you then.
Right, so they gathered to watch decapitated chickens and turkeys flop around on the grid painted on the ground. Participants bet in advance on which of the grid squares the body will come to rest after the head is cut off.
Whoa, really?
Driven by the nerve impulses, often run around frenzied for several minutes after decapitation.
Is that where the phrase running around like a chicken with its head cut off came from?
Yes.
Have you ever seen a chicken run around with its head cut off?
No.
Me neither.
But if we were here, we could, and Fuck. We could bet on it.
That yeah, oh, man. That's almost better than the Rocky Mountain Testicle Festival.
Yes, I agree.
Have you ever been to one of those?
No.
Me neither. I'm just not into eating nuts.
I guess, like, yeah. Just I don't enjoy those in my mouth.
I don't even like so. Peanuts. I couldn't no. imagine having, like elk nuts.
Yeah.
Could you imagine,
think,
like,
what,
biting
are
into
they?
It? They're are they, elk testicles.
Are they from elk?
Yeah. They're
Does
from,
it matter?
Nuts are nuts, dude.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Hey, what kind of nuts is that? Oh, them are D's nuts. Oh! Hey, yo, did what's his name get at you the other day? Who dat? D's? D's who? D's nuts. Oh, I don't love easy. I don't love ruthless. I don't love any of these hoes. D's.
So protests arose after nuts. Part... Participants posted
hey,
on.
Hey, hey, wait, one more. If it's a deer, would you call it does nuts? Ah, a doe, a deer, a female deer. Wait, I guess a female deer wouldn't have nuts.
Oh,
oh
jokes on you.
Jokes on me. That was a buck.
Oh,
all right.
Wow.
Really.
So protests arose after participants posted on the internet a video of people laughing while decapitated chickens hopped around, as well as photos of past events on Facebook. The webpages
hey,
were shut down Tuesday.
We have a Facebook, and it has not been shut down yet.
Just wait.
Working on it.
Yeah, you're trying
I'm just waiting for all these religious people I went to school with to actually listen to the show or to read my quote about... I love it. It gives you a spot to put a quote for politics and a quote for religion. And in politics, I put, just listen to the Jamhole. And in religion, I put, religion is the worst thing to have ever happened to humankind ever.
Or the best thing.
Or the best thing, huh?
You know, it depends
you know.
On it depends on how morbid you are.
I am pretty fucking morbid.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of makes the show better. I mean, that's one less thing we would have to crack jokes about.
I know. What? I don't know what we could do if we weren't
still have
cracking...
politics, still have retards and old people and dogs.
And fat and... people. Oh, yeah, I guess we
There's
would still.
There's still a lot, but, you know, that's one less thing. So that's it for that story.
All right. Well, we'll Oh fuck, which one? There's so many good stories. Well, this one is called Did Pathologists Lie in Marijuana Death Case?
I don't know.
This one, I don't even know where it comes out of. England. When a parent is dealing with the death of a child, one can only assume they have enough on their plate already. Like a dead baby. Without having
that
to
wonder... That would be the freezer.
Right. Without having to wonder if the information they were given regarding their child's death was correct or a figment of the pathologist's imagination. Like, if he says, yeah, he died from a pot overdose, and you're like, really?
Must have a good imagination.
Is that even possible?
No.
But this is exactly...
So is this the one death ever?
You might think that.
I don't think
it is. I still think we're good, though.
I think so.
But this is exactly the situation a couple from Leicester in England found themselves in recently. Paul and Joanne Burgess were not happy with the pathologist's report after their 16-year-old son, James, died suddenly. The report stated their son's death was a direct result of his marijuana use.
I'm sure there's no proof they just said that because when they tested him, he tested positive
right
for
like we've said
weed.
Before whenever like someone gets in a car accident and kills
right.
if there was alcohol in their system
yeah.
but
if they're high or
right,
they
if,
have weed in the car it's totally that
right they
fault.
Won't blame it on anything
no.
else
they probably don't even investigate any further it's like oh that was there must
yeah,
be
it
that.
Was weed oh well yeah. And that's fucked because I mean it goes along with the whole fucking reefer madness thing when I get stoned I like to rape children
right
like, no, that never, ever happens. It never did happen. They made that up. But because they were so adamant about drilling it into that fucking time frame,
right.
people believed it. And yeah. all of a sudden, it's an urban legend, basically.
Mm-hmm.
It was an old school urban legend. If you smoke weed, you're going to have freaky sex
but
orgies
but people will
and
believe
kill people.
Anything.
Right. And it's
especially
like, no.
all these, you know, stupid sheeple
now,
that believe.
If you smoke
everything.
Weed laced with PCP, yeah.
That might.
But that's not the weed.
No.
That's the PCP.
Yes.
You fucking
if you
retard.
Smoke the PCP without the weed, it would happen.
Right, but they like that because it helps further their cause of keeping weed illegal,
yep.
even though all of the polls, state to state, all of that shit says no.
I still don't get, though.
Make
like,
it legal.
But still, why is it they're okay with drinking but not weed? Like, even though...
Because... what it is back in the day, remember alcohol prohibition, right?
Right.
They banned alcohol.
Yeah.
What did people do?
They drank.
They drank. They went out to speakeasies, Capone, the mob, they fucking ran alcohol. They still got it. Now, weed is illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do?
We get it.
We get it. But we don't fucking go to clubs and do it. We don't fucking have the mob running it back and forth. We do it quietly and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
true.
Granted, there's cartels and shit that truck it in the mass quantities.
And
but,
people get caught and shit.
Right, but it wasn't to that extent. Plus,
no.
those people were out in the world. When we do it, we sit here and smoke. We're not all going out to clubs and getting high and
right.
shit. You know, you do it in your home, so it's not out there as much. Plus, when people get stoned, they just chill, and then you're like, why bother with all of the bullshit that it's going to take to get it legalized when we're smoking it?
Like, yeah, like, I get it just fine right
it's
now.
It's basically legal. The only shitty thing is you can't just go to the store and get it. But
right.
then again...
Or if you go do it in public and a cop sees you.
Right.
But that's
I mean,
it.
Have you ever had a problem with that?
Never. I've never
had
cop problems.
Have you ever smoked in public?
Yes.
Have I? Ask.
Have you?
Yes. Wait, have I what?
Smoked in public.
Yes.
Camera?
Yes. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's all propaganda, and it's bullshit, and the sad thing is these fucking retards believe it,
mm-hmm.
and it's
well,
profitable.
Well, because it's been like that for so long now.
Plus, how much money do they make off of fines on that shit?
But how much money do they lose from putting people in prison?
They don't lose money. That how many people make their living working in jails? A lot.
What?
The guards, the wardens,
no, but
the food, the cafeteria, all that shit.
But the government loses so much money on keeping these people
it's
in prison.
It's not their money. It's our money. They don't lose shit.
That's true.
It's us.
Well,
we
still.
We
someone's
fail.
Losing fucking money. Over
well, yeah. Some of that internet money.
Not even.
Let's see. At this stage in the proceedings, it would be fair just to listen to what the experts tell you, draw a line under it, and get on with the grieving the loss of a child. And that's what people usually do, right? They're like, okay, what was the cause of death? Oh, it was a cocaine overdose. Okay, end of story.
Mm-hmm.
But these parents were like, weed? He died from weed? I find that hard to believe.
Right, because they probably smoke weed too.
It's probably not the first time such a glaring mistake has been made, but for the same doctor to have made the mistake twice, and both times he laid the cause of death squarely at the door of cannabis as a recreational drug, must surely question the agenda this man is working to. Should he be reinstated as a medical practitioner, or should he be struck off and banished from medicine forever?
Right. Right, because he's just a fucking weed hater.
Right, because he's probably, like, the court-appointed pathologist.
Even, even if weed did, this is hypothetical, even if we did kill people, even if he was to do that autopsy and there was weed in his system and that wasn't the cause, he would still blame it on that, you know, just because he wants it to be weed. And you should hurry up with that now. All right, then. Cool. Is there anything even in here?
Magic hits, son. There's no weed. It's just red. Okay. So, this fucking prick. This guy right here. Excuse me. Let's see. We could only try to guess why, but Mr. and Mrs. Burgess were not happy with the pathologist's findings, so they decided to hire in their own pathologist in a quest for more information. Which is cool that they did that, because a lot of times people can't even afford that. Yeah. So it's lucky that they were like, for one, they were probably, they either smoked weed or they had no problem with it. They know that it's just a fucking plant.
Yeah, it's not going to kill you.
Exactly. So then they're like, holy shit, you're blaming our son's death on pot? No.
Right.
And I would be curious, as a parent, if I knew that there's no possible way that
I'd be like, you just lied to me. What really happened?
Yeah. And
I would want to know how he actually died.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You would want to know what killed your kid.
Right.
It's like, I know, because I'm not a fucking retard sheep like the rest of you, that weed did not kill my son. Now what did, right? Like,
right.
I'm curious now. Is it something in my home that I should not be breathing in? Or, like, what was it? At the same time, the local coroner's office unusually so perhaps, ordered a third examination from an independent pathologist. In both instances, the verdict was the same. The death was attributed to a previously unsuspected heart condition. A heart condition, excuse my face.
I got a bad heart condition.
Yeah. A heart condition which the initial pathologist either missed or ignored, perhaps.
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 Mayhaps.
At the subsequent inquest, cannabis was positively ruled out as a cause of death, and the family solicitor called for the examining doctor, Dr. Alusi. What? Your name's Alusi? Alusi?
Yeah.
Who works for the University of Leicester and the University Hospital of Leicester Trust, to be reported to the General Medical Council. Because that's fucked up. Your kid died from a heart attack and you're blaming it on some fucking pot? Like, I could see if maybe he had coke in his system, right? That's a stimulant. It would make your heart beat faster.
Right.
If you have a weak heart, that's it. It's over.
Yeah, we don't take
but
much.
But weed, yeah. No matter, I know people who fucking have had many heart attacks and they smoke weed and they're gold.
Yeah, weed doesn't affect your heart when you're on it.
I mean, it'll maybe slow you down a little bit, but not to the point where even if you had a problem, you're not going to die from it.
Right.
And if you do, it's from your fucking bad heart, not from the weed. It's stupid. That's like saying fucking it's the car's fault for all the accidents that happen. No,
not the driver.
It's the retard behind the wheel that's 85 fucking years old and can't see, let alone react quick enough. You go in front of an old person and do this, they don't even notice it because to them you're still sitting there. How do you react when you drive? Like,
they don't.
Holy
That's
shit.
Why they get in these
and
wrecks.
I do that when I'm out driving sometimes. I'll be at a stoplight and I'll watch. Because if you're driving an automatic, and even if it's a stick sometimes, you always have your foot on the brake so your car doesn't roll.
Right.
And I count the seconds between when the light turns green till the time they let off the brake and start moving. And you can always tell which car is driven by an old fucking person because it's at least a 5 second lag.
Mm-hmm.
And even like when I'm up there, I go like instantly.
Right.
I have
soonest.
Instant ninja fucking reactions. And even if they're like younger people, they can't fucking, like, I would be the best fucking drag racer ever because I can, like, I can fucking drop the pencil and catch it, and I'm amazingly quick. You
should become a drag racer.
I should be. That would be fucking awesome.
That would be.
I drive fast. I drive good, huh?
Uh-huh.
I can fucking.
Too bad you don't have a car to,
I know, right?
Sweet car to drive like that.
Used to. No, I never really had, like, a really fucking fast car like that.
Yeah.
Like a fucking IROC Z or a bitchin' Camaro or something with
Well, it wouldn't even have to be anything like that. Just
okay. Anyway, let's see. the doctor. Charles Winstanley, chairman of the GMC panel, said they were concerned the doctor had stayed with his own conclusion even after the two pathologists had examined James, and at first glance it would be easy to write this off as being a case of a stubborn doctor who doesn't wish to admit he was wrong. And that's another thing. Fuck doctors, man. They
well, yeah, they can't. They don't want to be wrong.
Well, not that, though. They just always are fucking, like, what I say is law.
No,
at
all.
They're just fucking, here, I'm going to get you hooked on fucking pills, but then when you start going overboard with them, I'm gonna cut you off. It's like, you created this monster, now fucking feed it. You know, you shouldn't have done that in the first place,
right?
And it's all money. Mm-hmm. Like, it's what's more profitable, to cure something or to treat the symptoms?
Well, if
forever.
They're addicted on these drugs, I mean, that's that much more money.
Well, yeah,
make.
But I'm just saying, in general,
right.
Why don't they have more cures for things? Because once you cure something, that's it. It's
There's
done.
No profit in it, because
right.
it's but they don't need
can,
to buy anything.
If
now.
You can treat the symptoms of HIV or cancer or anything like that, not saying it's a conspiracy and they have a cure, but
right.
if it was motivated properly, it's more motivational to say, let's just treat these symptoms, it'll be like you don't have cancer, but you have to keep taking our drugs,
yeah.
which in turn
you
gives
can,
us money.
You can live without cancer, but you keep having to spend a few hundred dollars
right.
a month on these
or
pills.
Or we could cure it, a one-time fee of $1,000, and you're done. We never have to see you again.
But well, there's not enough money.
It's all
greed.
Like I said in a previous show, anything great that's ever been done in this world generally has been done for greed and power and money. Mm-hmm. And that sucks. And that's why it's all
it's
fucked up.
It's been done for profit, basically.
Profit, basically.
Personal profit.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
A terribly human flaw, and one not restricted to doctors, I think it's fair to say. But in a second case involving the same doctor and another death certificate signed off with cannabis as the cause of death, it's clearly necessary someone takes the time to look at this particular doctor's agenda. Yeah, that's fucked up. And the guy on the GMC panel told the doctor prior to placing restrictions on his practice, your conclusions were significantly flawed and inaccurate in both cases, which is a massive understatement no matter how you look at it. And that is it for that story. So that's fucked up. They're trying to say weed killed these two people, and in both cases, they didn't.
Right.
Weed has never killed anybody.
Ever.
It's weed never doesn't been... kill people. I kill people.
Yeah.
With guns and knives, ninja fucking lightning, poof, smoke bombs and shit.
All right. I'll kill someone.
You want to read a story? Are you done with stories?
I'm done.
Really?
Let's do some Craigslist.
All right.
We got stuff to do.
What do we have to do? Oh, we got like an hour, 40 minutes, and an hour of video to edit.
Yeah.
Oh, we have other stuff to do, huh?
Yes.
It's Friday, son. Fucking A. How was your fucking day? I didn't even ask you.
It was all right.
What'd you do today?
What did I do today?
I don't even remember. What did you do today?
Got really stoned.
Sweet.
Yeah. That's probably why I can't remember what I did, because I did do shit. I just...
played guitar...
did a
Hero?
Lot of that.
Hmm?
No, I don't. Hey. I used to play the. I used to actually play Guitar Hero a lot.
Hey, I just want to mention, when is that at this hotel? That hotel I told the story at. That was my very first job, and I used to push my friend down the stairs in the laundry cart, and he scared all those. That hotel is holding a Guitar Hero contest.
Oh, did we see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like That's how. We're gonna have a contest of you fake playing guitar.
Right, if you play this
like,
video game. Cool.
That's like, let's have a fucking shadow boxing contest. It's like, well, why don't we just real box and have a contest? It's so stupid. It's like, why don't you just take... okay, parents, if your kid is hooked on Guitar Hero, take the fake guitar away. Give them a real guitar and tell them to play with that. No, you're...
And let me tell you, since I used to play Guitar Hero, now I only play real guitar, it's a lot more fun than
right?
Guitar Hero.
It's
way better.
It just seems dumb that, like, to me, I don't know, that's one of the reasons, like, I enjoy watching TV shows, but not, like, on TV, because the commercials and all that right. time and brain pro, I don't like it. And it just seems
to you have to
me,
watch it when they want you to see it.
Yeah,
you
it's like, I could stop what I'm doing right now and watch anything I want. But, I mean, I'm not because we're doing a show here.
Right. But if not, your favorite television show might be on right now and you'd be missing it.
Right. But it just seems weird to me that if anybody is going to spend that much time doing one thing,
right,
you'd want it to mean something. That's like people that's like people that spend their whole lives going to church and believing in this fucking religious bullshit. And then when you die, you find out, man, it was all a lie. It was all fake.
Yeah.
It just,
I mean, seriously, what is being the best person at Guitar Hero going to do for you in life? I mean,
it's going to be just like that South Park episode. You're going to get to the end and it's going to say what? What did it say? Do you remember?
I can't remember.
You are gay or something
But if you play, if you get that good at a real guitar, like that might actually do something for
you.
You
could get laid because you can sing songs and play guitar.
You can get a lot more.
A lot more. That's like those fucking, all the people that sit around wasting time at World of Warcraft. It's like, well, what have you gotten out of your, what, 120 plus hours playing?
Well, actually, I have a level 25 warlock mage and I can cast plus 8 lightning balls. It's like, what would happen if I just punched you in the face right now? Would you cast a light? No, you wouldn't, because it's a fucking game.
Yeah.
I understand playing games is fun once in a while, but to spend that much time in it, it's like, do something that's going to benefit you or other people.
Right,
like
in your whole life. Like, just in the future, like playing World of Warcraft, all that's going to do is kill time.
It's such a waste, and you're getting fat because you work and you sit around all day, and then what do? You go home and you sit around more. Like, no shit, you're a big fat fuck. Get up.
No wonder you feel like shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God. It's so sad because I really, in real life, not fucking fake internet life, like in real life, I could go to two people's houses right now, totally different people, totally different sides, and they would both be doing the same thing, playing World of Warcraft.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucked up. Like, I love playing video games, but
I haven't played a video game in a while.
That's like Second Life. It's like, okay, your first life sucks, so now let's play a fake one. What makes you think you're going to be any better at that?
Well, actually, because I have cheat codes.
Exactly.
Cool. Looking for a sexy woman tonight. National Security Agency, sex tonight. I am, well, not this guy, this guy. I am looking for a sexy woman for NSA tonight. We meet. Hey, I'm going to tell you how it's going to go. We meet. Hi. How's it going?
Hey, my hand's kind of wet. I don't know if you'll see it. I just pet the pet. All right. The cat has some wet shit.
A few drinks. Oh, the cat likes to swim in its water dish.
That's what it is.
I know. I was laying in bed the other night. Excuse me, NSA sex whore that's probably married. And she fucking comes running in, and I can always tell, even if I'm fucking, my eyes are closed, because she'll start just purring. And so I'm like, I fucking feel her. I'm like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck? Did you
the
just
fuck
pee?
Is that?
Oh, okay, it's just water. And then it was okay. But yeah. So we meet. Hey, how's it going? Few drinks? Cheers?
Mm,
possibly
cheers.
A boat ride.
Possibly.
On the love boat. Oh,
I don't know how much love will
it's
be.
A boat. See where it goes. Flathead Lake, Foy's Lake, I don't know. We'll see where it goes.
Let's see.
Send pics. PICKS. We should send her, like, a fucking ice pick.
There you go. Some toothpicks.
Right? A lock pick.
There's a bunch of picks.
A picture of me picking my nose.
Picking your ass.
Hey, you can't use that.
Oh, there's already a picture of that.
Right. She just almost fell. And number, where we meet. Looking for you, sexy. Mm. Snow days. DAZE.
Someone's gonna die.
We got a 187 on the Holy Bible.
You're right.
First name Gideon, last name placed thereby. Hot steamy affair. I've got reddish brown hair, long hair, long pubic hair, and I'm 5'6". And
she
I have a husband.
That.
I'm daring.
Does she really?
I'm double daring, and have
double.
I'm quadruple dog daring, and
ooh,
I have a craving for new experiences all the time.
Like cheating on your husband.
All the time.
Oh, wait, that's probably not new.
I would love a playful guy to have some fun with in bed.
Mm. And that's not your husband.
Not at all. You can see pics at this website because I'm a whore.
Sure.
T-girl Tara. Transvestite. Flagged for removal.
They don't like transvestites.
Flagged for removal. Good woman seeks gallant man. Flagged for removal because there's no such thing. Now, single white female hunting for a national security agency encounter. I'm hunting and you're in my sights. No? Not you, but like the metaphorical you.
Right.
Maybe. You need to be interesting and good looking. I am already interesting and good looking.
Why do they need to be interesting? You're just having sex with
right? them. It's like it's an affair. Hey, if it's I like, get bored, I'm telling your wife.
You're going to be lucky if you're going to get someone who's attractive to respond.
You're
going to
get lucky.
Interesting.
You're going to be lucky if you get
lucky.
A fucking someone that's the opposite sex.
Yeah, let alone interesting and attractive.
You're going to be lucky if you get a human.
You're going to get lucky if you get anything
right?
at all.
Besides me emailing you. Oh, I'm 113 lbs.
Oops.
Pounds.
I'm 113 lbs.
5'6", strawberry blonde hair, gray eyes. My name is Storm. I can summon hurricanes. I'm an X-Man. I'm literally an X-Man. It's, I had it removed. No big deal.
No big deal.
34 double D breast. Just one breast.
Really?
Seriously, singular.
Double D breast. The other one, not so much.
The other one's an A, but it's cool.
It's all right.
They balance each other out. Interested? Message with photo and Dungeons and Dragons free. I want to meet tonight.
They really don't like Dungeons and Dragons.
I want to meet a stud today. I'm such a whore. I can't wait to have you hold my naked body against yours. I'm pretty tall, so if you like women shorter than you, or you're like, oh, I don't know, 5'11", then skip my ad. I'm going to soak in the tub for a few minutes and get nice and clean for you. Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be all dirtied up by the time you respond.
I'm not looking to date a dick, so include a face pic that I will like. Because people just send pictures of their penis. She's like, I'm not trying to date the dick.
Right.
Wow. You need this sweet ass on their face. Hi there, gents. I'm horny all the time. I want to get a little dirty with a lover that's tall and muscular and funny. But seriously, as long as you have a penis. Lick and suck my pretty pussy to many juicy orgasms, which I love to taste and swallow like the bird. I don't know. Glory hole, anyone? Holy shit. Aw. That came up in my mouth
a little bit. Did you throw up?
A little bit. I'm not even kidding. It still tastes
like whiskey.
Like it's just like it tasted going
Does
down.
Does that mean you need another one?
Not yet. Do we have to go anywhere after this? All right, last one. Need a MILF? Do you need a MILF?
I don't need one.
I need a real MILF. Not a fake MILF. Not a not MILF. I don't know. To teach me some new tricks to show my young wife. How about the trick of not cheating on her, you fucking
retard?
That'd
be a good one, yeah.
See, it's amazing. These people...
That's his way of rationalizing and making it okay to cheat on her.
No,
I'm doing this for you.
Right? It's like, God, why do you make me hurt you so much, you know? Like, no, dude, that's not how it works. But what gets me is that these people have a wife or a girlfriend, but it's not enough. You need another one, which is why us, people with no girls, at least that live in this country, I'm raising $6,000 and I'll be there. Seriously.
Yeah, if there wasn't so many guys and we're fucking three girls, we might be able
to get one. Right? Fuck. And once you break up with it, that's it. No fucking, oh, backsies. I was just kidding. I just wanted to see what you would say. No, you can't do that. All right. Well, that's about it. We're fucking, I'm good.
This is the shortest show we've done in
I want to read another story.
You can.
This one is called Some Bad Ex Principles Treatment of Lesbian. Oh.
Sounds good.
When a high school senior. Oh, this one comes out of our most fucked up states with it. Florida.
Florida.
Our most fucked up state. When a high school senior told her principal that students were taunting her for being a lesbian, he told her homosexuality is wrong. Now get on this dick. What are you doing?
I was turning this off.
Why?
Why not?
Is it done? Oh, yeah, it's probably done. Yes. Okay, so did you get that?
Got it.
A high school senior told her principal that students were making fun of her because she's a lesbian. And her name was Leslie, which didn't help.
You know what?
Leslie the lesbian.
I think the battery just died.
Yeah, it probably did. He told her homosexuality is wrong, outed her to her parents, and ordered her to stay away from children. It's like, okay, your priest can be around kids and teach Sunday school and fuck them.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's a lesbian, not a fucking pedophile.
Right.
That is so stupid. You're a fucking retard. She's hot, though, if that's her. He suspended some of her friends who expressed their outrage by wearing gay pride t-shirts and buttons at Ponce de Leon High School, according to court records. Can you do that, though? I mean, maybe if it's a private school,
maybe.
But in
I
public,
mean, they did either way.
That's fucked up. According to court records, he asked dozens of students whether they were gay or associated with gay students. That just seems way out of line. Like,
you could, you wouldn't have to answer that.
Right. Like, what would you do if your principal came up to you and was like, hey, are you a homo? I'd be like, why? Are you lonely? like, what would you do in that situation?
I would just say no. I mean, I don't know what else I would do.
You wouldn't be curious as to, like, why?
Well,
I
would be, but the first thing I would be was, like, no.
Is there a note on my back that says, kick me, I'm queer?
Or ask me if I'm gay?
Right.
What the hell?
You know, I've had my eye on you. Just one, because the other one's fake. Okay. The American Civil Liberties Union successfully sued the district on behalf of a girl who demonstrated against Principal David Davis.
That sucks.
Wow, that's like...
My name's David Davis.
That's like New York, New York.
Just about.
My name's Douche.
It's like
Douche.
Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. That's yeah. David Davis, wow. And a federal judge.
It's like, if your last name's Davis, you don't name your kid David. You
or
don't.
Davey.
Or duh, anything.
Duh. Well said. Oh, fuck. Let's see. A federal judge reprimanded David Davis for conducting a witch hunt against gays. Is that
Wouldn't
more
that
like
be a gay hunt?
A gay hunt?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a gay hunt.
Yeah. It's a gay school. Davis was demoted, and school employees must now go through sensitivity training. Oh, hey, queer. Now, what did he do wrong, class? Oh, hey, homo.
Better.
Better. I still detect that hint of hatred in your voice, though. Despite all that, many in this conservative panhandle community still wonder what exactly Davis did wrong. Really?
I wonder.
Wow. You know what? That whole community, dead.
Yeah. If you don't know what he did wrong, you should die.
Hey, are you gay? No? Okay. Are you gay? Oh. Locker? No. Okay. Are you gay? No.
You're going to be expelled.
Like, really, dude? That's like going around and being like, hey, are you retarded? Oh. Are you retarded? Okay. And then fucking being like, all right, all the retards banned from school.
Well, that'd be okay.
Well, would you rather go to school with retards or homos?
Homos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Why? What would you rather go to school with?
Hey, nothing queer. Don't worry about it.
Oh, because that makes me queer because,
faggot.
People who are gay
Shut
are
up,
much
faggot.
Less
hey,
annoying.
Queer bit. Shh.
Yeah. All right.
Hey. Shh.
It's
go...
If you really want to know who's the fag here, just go back, like, I don't know, 20 episodes.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Just
Fuck
listen
off.
To...
We had, like, a streak
I'm
of fucking...
I'm glad you're out of that phase.
I know,
like,
right?
I'm glad you've moved on and, like, you don't have a crush on me anymore. It's nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Once, it's like, you know, once you have it, it's, I'm good.
Right.
Been there, done that.
Keep dreaming.
Hated it. Quote, we... Quote, we are a small...
You know, you pretty much just admitted to being gay.
What?
Huh?
Wow, dude.
Wow.
Quote, we are a small rural district in the Bible Belt. Really? I never would have guessed that. I'm going to make a Bible belt. Hold on. Hold on.
How well does it hold up your pants?
I don't know. This is my Bible belt.
That was a shitty belt.
I know. Hey, must have been made in China. Let's see. We have strong Christian beliefs and feel like homosexuality is wrong, but pedophilia is okay. The superintendent said that, who keeps a Bible on his desk. Uh-huh. I keep pieces of Bible on my desk.
And the floor.
Let's see what this piece actually says.
Read it.
And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing. What? And beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast all sexy with wool-like hair. And God made the man with Velcro gloves so as to easily stick to the furry woolly hair. No. I don't know.
Might as well say that, right?
I know,
it's
right?
It's just
that's,
as made
that's
up.
That's pretty much what it's saying anyways.
Yeah, it's just as made up as what you're saying. So.
All right, so... Oh, I know what that's like, just not growing up in the Bible Belt, but going to a Christian school whenever. Like, I got sent to the principal's office a lot. Like, a lot. A lot. Okay, a lot.
What what would you do?
Just talking. I was always a smartass, and I always had to get the last word. So whenever the teachers would say something to me, I would always have to say something back, and that got me in a lot of shit a yeah. lot of times. And then just because kids would pick on me and shit for being fat, or just pick on me because I wasn't into sports. Like, everything in schools like that, it's all sports centered. If you don't right. play, not like ESPN Sports Center, eh? Okay, but like it's centered around. Aww. So if you didn't play basketball on the team, you were totally like it showed because right. everyone's there and they're like, oh, where were you at? Like, well, I was not playing sports.
So I'm playing video games.
Yeah, right. I was not fucking
smoking
running around
weed
in little,
or something.
In little purple shorts. So I would get picked on a lot for that. And, you know, I would try and not let it get to me. But sometimes, you know, the teacher would leave the room and, like, one kid would just start fucking picking on me. And a few times, I remember, they would, like, just come over to my desk and start, like, messing with whatever I was doing. Mm-hmm. And this one time, like, my desk was here in the back, and then there was a window here, and it had one of those handles that you would turn this way.
Right.
And
yeah,
it would open the window.
Yeah.
So he's fucking like yeah. So he's fucking with my shit, and I just it'd been like constant, and I just couldn't take it anymore. And I
yeah,
fucking,
eventually you snapped.
Yeah, and I fucking snapped, and I got up, and I was like, fucking quit it, and I shoved him, and his back went right into that thing, oh, and wow. like he started crying and shit, and I just fucking sat back down. Of course, everyone's like, oh, he wasn't doing anything, and all of a sudden Matt fucking pushed him into the window, and
of course.
Who are they gonna believe? The kid that's all popular, and everyone's like, yeah, it was his fault right. or me. So fuck me to the principal's office again. And every single time you'd go to the principal's office, the first fucking thing they would say is, what would Jesus do? If that would have been Jesus, what would he have done? Well, Jesus would have asked God to shove a fucking fireball up that kid's ass because he's a fucking prick. But you know what? One year, the kid that did that, and like it was pretty much the same few kids that would pick
yeah,
on me.
There's
I'm not
going to
say their
few,
names man. Now, but this kid in like...
Are they friends with you on Facebook now?
Maybe. I should look for them.
You
no.
should.
But I remember...
See where they're at in life.
This one time, this kid, like, he was cleaning out his gun. And this was in eighth grade. But we were... It's Montana. You know, it's before... Everyone had guns still.
Right. So, they had them in their cars.
Basically, his gun went off, shot him through the leg, and he almost died because of how much blood he lost. But he went to the hospital. He was gone from school for like the rest of the school year. And I thought that was the greatest fucking thing in the world. But his best friend, when that happened, he came in and told everybody. And I was just like trying not to laugh. I'm like, that's exactly what he fucking gets, his little prick ass. And I was fucking I kind of started like, man, I'm glad he's gone. And his friend started fucking crying like out loud, just he could have died, he could good because he's a fucking prick and so are you, and that's what he fucking gets. And then I went to the principal's office.
Got it.
Matt, what would Jesus have done? Jesus would have shot him in the fucking head. Now leave me alone.
Yeah, Jesus would have made sure he died,
right? And then I spit in the baptism thing. No. That wasn't me. Okay, let's see.
Didn't you say you saw people
do
that?
Yeah, I saw. It wasn't me, but I saw people do
that. Yeah, that would be like really in these people.
That was in
like
fifth grade. This, the gun thing happened in like. Me pushing him happened in sixth grade. I remember that. And then it was seventh or eighth grade when he shot himself in the leg.
Whoa, he was like at home cleaning his gun?
Yeah, it was like over. It was like on a Saturday. And then that Monday, his friend came in and he was all sad. And of course, he was the popular kid, played basketball, everything. And like all the girls are, oh, what's wrong? Oh, Mark shot himself in the leg. Kidding!
Jesus.
He shot himself in the leg. He almost died. His name was Mark. That's all I'm going to say. He works for the city now. And he's all fat now. That's another thing. I'm looking on Facebook and all you motherfuckers I went to school with. Oh, Matt's fat.
Guess what you
Who's
are?
Who's the fat kid now? Who's the fat kid now? Who's all in a shitty relationship with five fucking kids they can barely support? Not this guy. You all are. It is so weird how that works.
I bet it feels good.
Oh, dude. You have, look, just looking through there and being like, he used to be skinny. Holy moly. Like, they're seriously, they start getting fat in the face, and it's
and that
so,
just goes down.
It's so funny to see because they were the skinny athletic kids in school, and I was totally not. And now, because of my job and shit, like, I'm not athletic, but I'm fucking, I can lift some shit now, and I'm not fat anymore, which is awesome. And now they all are because they have desk jobs or they had, you know, they didn't do anything with their lives, so they just got fat. They like to eat away the pain.
Because they don't play sports
and
anymore.
It is so sweet to me just to go on there. And
in your face!
In your big fat face. Oh! So, yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Is that it for that story?
Yeah, basically. They're in a Bible Belt. That happened. The friends had gay shirts. Some of them got suspended. Davis. Oh, quote. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Ooh, the ACLU said that Davis violated her rights. He's basically going to get in some shit for that. So, where's your God now, faggot? Okay. So, yeah, that's it for that story. And that's about it for the show here. Do we have anything else in the chat rooms? Anything else anymore?
Don't think so.
All right. Well, as Braden Matt's lust target. That's funny. So yeah, as per usual, you guys can always email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our site. You can go click on the fucking header of the show, leave us a comment. We're always on there. So if you ever want to talk to us, we're not that famous yet. Although I tried pulling that when we were at this stoplight today. And I look over, and there's this chick sitting in her car with the window down. And what? I forget.
She's like cranking some music.
Yeah, I'm like, hey. That's my favorite song, Turn It Up. And she kind of looks like I'm totally being a smartass because it's like the suckiest thing.
Yeah,
like
some chick music.
Some Celine Dion. And she's like not really. It's like it's on the radio. So, yeah, I'm just, I don't know, bored, whatever.
Yeah.
And then what? Oh, I forget. And she's like, what? I'm like, why do you look sad? And
are
she's
you
like,
sad?
No, I'm just tired. And I'm, what did I say?
You had quite a bit
of a have a computer? No, why? Because if you did, you'd know who we were because we're famous.
Cause
why?
Because automatically, if you have the internet, you're going to know who we are.
You know who the Jam Hole is
right,
if you're listening
everywhere.
To this.
Huh? Well, yeah, if you're listening.
Exactly.
But that's
but
not everyone.
But it's still fun to do because one time someone's going to be like, holy shit, that is you. I fucking hate you. Punch in the face.
I can't wait. And I'm glad it's you.
Yeah, I know, right? It's like our show, but when anything bad happens, it's like, oh yeah, that's Matt's show.
Yeah.
I just hang out once in a while.
I just do some news.
I just do some news. Oh, fun. But yeah, so I was like, well, if you know, you have a computer, so I guess you'll never know. And we start driving, and we're like kind of talking.
You know, that's
a
fucking lie.
What? That she doesn't have a computer?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Of course she has a computer.
I mean, what would she think if I'm like, so do you have a computer? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, did D's get at you on the on email? And she's like, D's who? And I'm like, D's nuts, bitch. Attachment, D's nuts.jpg. No.
Well, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
We'll be right back.